Hello and welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, what's going on, brother? How you feel?
All good over this away, my friend. Look, anytime we can take another step closer to summertime, I'm here for it. So we've got another great hour of music on tap, and it looks like just enough movement this week to welcome a couple of familiar names back to the big dance, bass.
Yeah, man. Baltimore's own pianist Lafayette Harris Jr. will have us swinging up in Harlem, and then we'll take a little detour as Boney James returns with his latest album as well. A lot to get into, some movement going on for sure. We'll see who lands in that number one position as we count them down from 10 to 1 for the week ending May 26 of 2023. Well, we kick off this week's show with a brother whose music is a cross between modern classical and jazz. Five-time Grammy winner, composer, and pianist Billy Childs. He's back with another one for Mac Avenue Records. Now, this one is a quartet release, and it features trumpeter Ambrose Akamansuri, bassist Scott Coley, and drummer Brian Blade. Now, Childs reflected, stating that he's been doing so many chamber music and other lofty projects that he wanted to get back to jazz this go-round. Seven songs are presented on here, with most of them being inspired by film noir, with others being a reflection of Mr. Childs' youth back in Los Angeles. One of the two covers presented on here is a tune made popular by trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. It's The Black Angel, written originally by Kenny Barron. Let's go ahead and listen to the master pianist at work. It is Billy Childs presenting The Winds of Change. It's in the number 10 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
You know, I mentioned that this brother has 5 Grammys in his closet. Yeah, well, he's been nominated a whopping 16 times. I can see more on the way for him. Talking about pianist Billy Childs, his latest for Mac Avenue Records is titled The Winds of Change, and it holds steady in the number 10 spot this week here on our survey. The Room.
Thank you, Bassman. Well, the latest from saxophonist and composer Boney James is back in the top 10 discussion this week. It's an album of all original material that marks an ever so slight stylistic turn, building on the commercial success of his previous album. Now, Boney says he found the urge to write again, stemming from the joy of being back on the road and performing in front of live audiences again after the pandemic. So on this, Boney's 18th album as a leader, he collaborates again with writer-producer Jarius J-Mo Mosey. Special guests include trumpeter Dante Winslow and the very soulful Layla Hathaway, who drops by to lend her vocal spice. It's the latest here from sax man Boney James. It's called Detour. You'll find it on the Concord label, re-entering the survey in the number 9 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Yes, indeed. You always know Boney when you hear Boney. The latest from saxophonist Boney James, you'll find on the Concord label. It's his 18th album as a leader. It's called Detour, re-entering the survey in the number 9 spot on this week's countdown. Bass?
Yes, well, family, we do invite you to stay connected with us throughout the week via social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Cool Jazz Countdown. We post up the playlist so you know exactly what you heard, links to reviews, photos, videos, and a whole lot more. And you can check in with us. Send us a DM, post on the page, let us know which station you're listening to us on around the country and around the world at Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, returning to the survey this week is a former sideman for the likes of Max Roach, Donald Byrd, and Ernestine Anderson. Pianist Lafayette Harris Jr. returned to the Van Gelder Studios for his latest Vaunt recording release, recorded back in 2022, early, like January of that year. He covers a pretty wide spectrum of songs, composed from everyone from Stevie Wonder to Hoagie Carmichael. 9 songs, to be exact. 5 cover tunes. Harris presents these in a trio setting with some solid players to include bassist Peter Washington and drummer Lewis Nash. Now, they stretch out in a much slower pace than Harris typically does on his albums. Nonetheless, it is all still swinging. Here's Lafayette Harris Jr. with Swinging Up in Harlem. It re-enters into the number 8 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. demand. Yeah, one of the great sidemen and leaders in his own right. Pianist Lafayette Harris Jr. swinging up in Harlem. It's on Savant Records, and it re-enters in the number 8 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you so much, Brother Bass. Now, if ever there was an artist that demonstrates a dedication to their music craft and simultaneously working to make the world a better place for future generations, that artist is pianist, composer, and humanitarian Keiko Matsui. She has lent her voice to raise awareness for such causes as the Daniel Pearl and the Susan G. Komen Foundations. She's lent her name and resources to support the United Nations World Food Program and their efforts in Africa. She's also supported Asians for Miracle Marrow Matches, known also as A3M, through proceeds from album sales and performances. Matsui's latest album is her 30th recording as a leader, 3-0, 30th recording, one in which Keiko says beauty, strength, energy, love, and hope are at its core. The star-studded guest list includes vocalist Layla Hathaway, trumpeter Randy Brecker, guitarist Mike Stern, and saxophonist Kirk Whalum, among many others. It's Keiko Matsui right here. Her latest for the Shaanicky label is called Euphoria, and it's in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
pianist, composer, humanitarian, Keiko Matsui, her latest for the Shaniki labels called Euphoria, holding steady in the number 7 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Yes, well, he is up to album number 19 as a leader. I'm talking about famed drummer and Virginia-based radio host Jay Sennett, who's back with his 0 to 60 quartet for a brand spanking new album titled Commitment. And they quickly go from 0 to 60 as the album opens up with an original tune of Jay's. Frank Foster's Simone, Joe Beam's No More Blues, and Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark are a few tunes that take you down memory lane as well. Now, the quartet becomes a quintet on a couple of tunes with the addition of trumpeter Randy Brecker, who always makes any song or project that he's on that much better. Oh yeah, the quartet is comprised of bassist Terry Burrell, pianist Alan Farnham, saxophonist Steve Wilson, one of my favorite soprano saxophonists there, and they're all led by drummer Jay Sennett. It's Commitment, moving up to take the number 6 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Solid, man. You hear that plan? That give and take, that call response? Oh, yeah. Jay Sennett's 0 to 60 Quartet, Commitment is the name of the album. It's on Jay's own label called JNet Music and at number 6 this week here on our survey. Well, family, we still have 5 more to go to include names like Taj Mahal, Wayne Escoffrey, Carol Albert. Who's going to be in that number one spot when it's all said and done? Well, we will find out when the Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.